I mean, if what you say is true, you must be, well... How old?
Well, if we count in Earth terms, I suppose I must be about 400... Yes, about 450 years old. Yes. Well, quite. Now, I think Victoria might find that dress a little impracticable if she's going to join us in our adventures. Jamie, show her where she can find some new ones, will you?
Aye, right. Now, so this way, Victoria. Try to give us a smooth take-off, Doctor. We don't want to frighten her.
A smooth take-off?
A smooth take-off? What a nerve!
In the far future, the surface of the planet Telos is bleak, with undulating rocky craters stretching out beneath a flat grey sky. The members of an archaeological expedition, led by Professor Parry, are gathered in a crater basin as Engineer Rogers finishes setting a series of explosive charges.
Hey, Toberman! Get that big head down!
Toberman, the hulking giant of a man, does not reply, but makes his way unhurriedly down the dusty screen.
What's the matter with you? You gone mad?
Fool! Hasn't he realized the danger he's in?
It's nothing to laugh at. None of us knows what's going to happen when we press that thing. Especially in this rarefied atmosphere.
All right, Viner. No need to get excited. Can't you keep your servant under control?
If I wish, I can.
Hurry it up, will you, Rogers?
I don't know what you think you're going to find, anyway.
According to the map reference, now, that should be the entrance to the city of Telos.
Well, I hope you're right. I want to get out of here.
And let me remind you, Mr. Hopper, that you're being more than well paid for your part in this expedition.
A big deal.
Sorry. We had to make it a pretty big one.
All right. Let's get on with it. We've wasted enough time.
Parry shepherds his party back to a safe distance, behind the next ridge, carrying with him the remote detonator.
Stand by. Everybody down.
There you go. You blast yourself one lump of rock and all you've got's another.
No, wait a minute! Look!
Man, you just blew yourself a pair of doors! Well, come on! What are we waiting for?
Elated, the expedition party begins to scramble up the cliff with Toberman leading the way. The group's financiers, Eric Klieg and the woman Kaftan, follow close behind him. At last, they reach a ledge where two massive doors are exposed in the blasted rock. Two giant silver figures are embossed in the metal on either side, as if guarding the entrance. The expedition stands for a moment, breathless and awestruck. It is Kaftan who breaks the silence.
£50 for the first man to open the doors.
Miss Cuffman, I must remind you that I am the leader of the...
One of Captain Hopper's crewmen steps forward. He approaches the doors and lifts his hands to grasp the handles. There's a blinding flash, and the man's body jerks and spasms before toppling to the ground.
What happened?
I don't know.
Well, one thing for sure. He's not going to collect £50 from you or anybody else.
Quiet. Quiet a minute.
What's that?
Sounded like an engine. Something came down over there, behind that rock.
Okay, Viner, slow down. I'll take care of this. Jim?
Okay, I've got it.
Captain Hopper and Jim Callum cross to the next ridge and duck out of sight, their guns drawn. Parry and Rogers follow. The Doctor, Victoria and Jamie appear, the Doctor leading a nervous Victoria by the hand, while Jamie, resplendent as usual in his clan tartan, brings up the rear.
Hold it right there, friend.
Will you put it like that? I certainly will.
Did you hear that, Professor? English.
Yes.